Now, when I was a little kid, I used to love more Christmas than Easter. There are children here. Let me ask you, our kids, do you like Easter or Christmas? Of course. See, I didn't lie. We love Christmas much more because there's presents, there's, you know, celebrations, all that. But you know what? As I grew more, I came to learn more. I appreciate more Easter. Easter has become bigger in my life, more joyful celebration in my life. Why? Because Jesus' resurrection and his victory is not only his, but becomes mine. I'm a winner. I'm a victorious, triumphant winner because Jesus' victory becomes mine. And therefore, we sing. How do we know that he lives? We sang just a moment ago. He lives within my heart. We are celebrating a living Christ who is in me. So Christianity is not dead religion, but it is a life in Christ daily in our life. Today is a celebration. Please come and join. Our choir have led us to praise and sing, and our other choir will lead us into this another glorious singing. But today is a glorious celebration of Jesus' resurrection. Now, in our passage, Jesus is called the first fruit of the resurrection. Now, that means that Jesus is the first person from dead, rose into an immortal and resurrected body. The first fruit serves as an indicator, a guarantee, a pledge, and a promise what is to follow. Yes, all those who follow Jesus will also be resurrected. Now look at this picture here. In Leviticus chapter 23, the first fruits were the initial best part of the harvest. When you look at the first fruit, that gives you an understanding, an indication, okay, I'm going to have a good harvest this year. That's the function of the first fruit. So Jesus, as the first fruit, is a guarantee of that good crop will come because he has risen successfully, winning over the death, and those who follow Christ, we, the crops, will also be a great harvest. Jesus resurrected, and we will resurrect. Jesus' resurrection is our promise, and along with that promise, that future promise, there are four important blessings and gifts that come along. So I want to share it today with you. What are some gifts that comes along with this wonderful resurrection that is promised, a guarantee as ours? Gift number one, new identity. Having sinned against God, we were sinners, prisoners, sentenced to death. However, the resurrection confirms that anyone and everyone who believes in Jesus will receive a complete forgiveness of their sins. Believers gain a total freedom, total forgiveness from our sins. Yes, death is the result of sin. Sin severs and cuts off from God. For all have sinned, the Bible says. And that is why every single person in here, in this room, needs to be forgiven of your sins. The Bible says we're all sinners. We must all be liberated from the pain and suffering and oppression of sin. You see, man's greatest desire that we long for and we need in our life in a spiritual thirst can only be met by Jesus' work on the cross. And that's the good news. Anyone putting their trust and believe in Jesus' resurrection, they also receive this gift that they too will be resurrected. A new, total different identity is given through Jesus' resurrection. Number two, there's gift. Number two, eternal companion. Another spiritual issue. We all long for something, and we're all longing for this loneliness. We all struggle with this issue of loneliness. Why? Because we were created by God to have fellowship with Him. However, sin has separated us away from God. Therefore, we have this longing, a spiritual longing and desire that we want to fill in this emptiness void in us. And there's all kinds of things that we try to put in. We try to put in with, you know, relationships, you know, fame, success, power, money, sexuality, all kinds of things we tried and tried to fill that void and emptiness. Some things do give us satisfaction, security, and sense of belonging. But they are temporal at best. Because even when we feel like we have it, we always fear of losing it. Also, the worldly things, they seem to be good, but when we look around, there are good, better things. And when better things pop up, we always chase after better things, more security, more blessings, more things, and therefore we're always in the urge of trying to fill in more and more and more. When we put our expectation and belief in worldly things, they would always disappoint us at the end. But because Jesus is not dead and buried in the tomb, but resurrected, and as a living God, He can be with us. In fact, this is what Jesus said, "I will be with you. I will never forsake you." Jesus is our eternal companion. He is living God who is able to meet us at any corner of our life. He is our forever partner. Jesus' resurrection made His presence with us forever. So at any moment in our life, we can approach Jesus. We can have Jesus. We can have fellowship with Jesus. Jesus can become our companion forever, forever. In our daily struggles, we have an eternal companion to rely on. We have a partner who can always come and be with us at any part, any corner, any time of our life. That's a wonderful gift. Gift number three, absolute truth. Now, this world, they try to reject all this absolute knowledge, absolute truth, and absolute authority, trying to be indifferent, and or they try to downplay them. Our contemporary world, this world pursues individual convenience. I mean, it feels right, do it. Hey, it's you what is most important. And by modifying ethics, morals, and even laws according to their taste or situation. But we already know from the Bible that when everyone lives according to their taste, if we see fit and we do whatever we please, we are destined to be into a chaos. Judges strongly tells us this phenomenon. Everyone who does whatever they please, and it only brings chaos, destructions. So every society, every group, and every individual must have standards. And the best standard is God's standard. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus' resurrection proved His claims. I am the truth. Jesus' resurrection proved that His words and His promises cannot fail. Therefore, when Jesus said, "I am the truth," that truth will not alter or change, but stay from day in and day out forever and ever. We can rely on Jesus' truth that they will remain the same and we can never go wrong. We can never go wrong with that unchanging absolute truth that Jesus offers to us. Finally, number four, gift that is a valuable life. Everyone, we earn for and we seek for answers and meanings to our life. We only have one life. And we live our life wondering, puzzled, what is the meaning of our life? Jesus, he calls us to a higher and deeper calling, far deeper and higher than any satisfying my egocentric needs and desires. Jesus called us to a higher calling, a life of obedience to the Lord, a life of loving my God, a life of denying my cross and exalting only my Lord. Believers who have clear evidence of resurrection in one's life know that my life is worth it. My struggles, my pains, they are all worth it because there is a bigger promise to us. Who put their faith that my name will be recorded in the book of life, knowing that because Jesus, through Jesus, God will remember what I go through. Therefore, nothing is meaningless. Nothing is futile. All that our life that we go through, God will honor us, God remembers us, and our names will be recorded in the Bible, in the book of life. So our daily life, our struggles, they're worth it because we glorify God through our pains, even our struggles. Our closed doors and shut doors are meaningful because we draw near to God through those closed doors. We pray to God and ask God more dearly and sincerely through those closed doors. Even our death is glorious because God will embrace us, and that day he will wipe out tears from our eyes, and we will forever be with our Lord. Christians praise for their calling in Christ. Christians rejoice in all circumstances. And Christians devote themselves to the mission and work of God's kingdom and will acknowledge and live a valuable life that God has called us through this wonderful day of Jesus' resurrection. So as closing and conclusion, the resurrection of Jesus' life brought us a joyful gift. It is indeed the most joyful good news that we can ever praise and worship. If Jesus did not raise from his death, we won't be here. There will be no church. But because of Jesus' resurrection, we are here celebrating that life. We're honoring and praising God for the gifts that we cherish in our life. Jesus' Easter gifts answer all our thirsts and longings. Jesus, through giving us this amazing resurrection gifts, enable us an abundant and fully filled life. And that is exactly why, as we come this wonderful Easter Sunday, we are celebrating, we're praising, and we are being reminded one more time, wonderful life that we cherish because Jesus is risen. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for giving this wonderful Easter Sunday. Yes, Jesus is risen, and therefore it guarantees our resurrection. We will one day be resurrected just as Jesus. And in our daily life, you have given us so much blessings and gifts to cherish and to live our life more fully in this world. Thank you for this Easter Sunday that we are here to worship and honor you. May we, throughout this day and forever, will be reminded of this wonderful victory we have in Christ. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.